Today on Noon Calling, Maine Music Today. A new television show debuting tomorrow on Maine Public Television, Sound Waves, shows off the rich diversity of music in Maine. One of the 10 artists and bands featured in season one, Joan Kennedy. I'm Jennifer Rooks. Today on Maine Calling, we will hear from the team behind Sound Waves and hear some more clips from the show. We'll also discuss up-and-coming Maine musical artists on the verge of big things and find out who is already making a splash. From pop to rock to country and bluegrass, Maine artists strike a chord. Who's your favorite local band or singer-songwriter? Maine Calling is just ahead.
Maine Calling is made possible by support from Rennie's, a Maine shopping adventure throughout Maine, now open in Bangor, Waterville, and Augusta. Quarry Cottages at Highland Green, committed to providing low-maintenance living and offering custom homes in Quarry Cottages, highlandgreenlifestyle.com. And by Bangor Savings Bank, committed to helping northern New England communities thrive. You matter more. Bangor.com.
I'm Jennifer Rooks, and this is Maine Calling. So many Maine musical artists performing right now are at the top of their game. A new television show called Sound Waves puts a spotlight on them. Sound Waves debuts tomorrow night on Maine Public Television. Joining me today to talk about the show and about popular music being produced right here, right now in Maine, Carolyn Curry, who is a singer, songwriter, and the host of Sound Waves. Con Fulham is the producer of Sound Waves and is also a musician and songwriter. And also with us for the hour, Amesel Ponte, staff writer and music writer for the Portland Press Herald. We invite you to join the conversation. How closely do you follow the music scene in Maine? What artists are you excited about? Who would you like to share with the rest of us? Send a brief email to talk@mainepublic.org, post a comment on Facebook or Instagram, or give us a call, 1-800-399-3566. Again, 1-800-399-3566. Welcome to all of you. Amesel, I'm going to start with you and just ask you if you can characterize this moment right now in Maine music.
Okay, absolutely feeling zero pressure about this question, Jennifer, as I take a cleansing breath. I mean, what can I tell you? I mean, obviously, we got to talk about Role Model. He's just absolutely crushing it. He's got that Netflix film coming out, I think, later this year. I think it's a Netflix film. His music career is incredible. Of course, this is Tucker Pillsbury we're talking about.
And we'll
Sally
hear from
when
him
the
later, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And Sally, when the Rhine runs out, I mean, what a song. He crushed it on SNL. I'm very excited about Weekend Friends. Their record, Feels Like Hell, came out a few months ago. They're touring all over the place. They're a Portland rock trio, play on many national stages. They're huge. Shout out, of course, to the Mallet Brothers band, my buddies, Brigham Metrics, Becca Biggs is doing cool stuff. Genevieve, I want to say. There's a debate on the pronunciation, but her project, Dead Gowns, absolutely phenomenal. That space is the end of the month. And that's just like a little smattering, if you will. Oh, so, and Genevieve Stokes is putting out a new song very soon, too. She just shared last night on Instagram, new songs, new music from her coming out soon.
Oh, that's exciting. We've had Genevieve Stokes on Maine Calling before. So, Amesel, basically what you're saying is right now Maine is kind of hot.
It's so hot. And like, we're all hoping that the Back Cove Music and Arts Festival, that happens again. But meanwhile, Meg Charette and her crew, State Theater, they're presenting the All Roads Music Festival, the Portland version, for the first time ever. It's always happened in Belfast, and it still will. That got bumped to October. They're having this massive 10-venue thing in Portland in the middle of May. Just got announced. Super excited. I'll be writing about that for sure. Super excited about that. So, yeah, there's a lot happening.
All right. Well, I'm going to turn to you, Con. We're behind this brand new program, Sound Waves, that debuts tomorrow night. I know that you were only able to pick 10 artists. And it seems to me, looking at the list, that you've really decided to cross genres and try to find musical artists that represent all sorts of styles and eras, really.
Yeah, I think so. I've lived in a lot of places in my life, and what astounds me always is the abundance of artistry in Maine. You know, we may be a big geographical state, but we ain't got a lot of people. So if you think about the amount of talent that's come out of this place compared to the population, it's astounding. It's amazing. And
yeah,
not only that, but as you said, the genres are infinite. They're from brilliant classical to country to folk to rock to jazz. It's all here. And that's just wonderful.
Carolyn, as part of Sound Waves, the program mixes musical performances with interviews with the artists. And as a singer-songwriter yourself and an interviewer, what is it you're trying to get from the artists? What are you trying to find out?
I wanted to find out who they were as people. I wanted to find out their trajectories, musical trajectories, and their backstories. And my first initial thought about this was that I wanted to make them feel like they were in my living room having a cup of tea with me and telling me about their stories. And it was so delightful to just basically ignore all the cameramen and all the stuff going around me and just talk to them one-on-one and have them laugh and cry. And it was such an honor to get to know these people. That was my goal, to get to know them.
Well, let's start with some clips. We will hear from, there will be two episodes airing tomorrow evening. And the first is Denny Bro. Con, tell us about Denny Bro.
Probably one of the greatest unsung heroes in Maine. He comes from a royal family of country artists. His mother and father had their own television show here in Maine for years, Betty Cody and that Bro. And they played the Wheeling, West Virginia, festivals. They're an amazing bunch. And his brother, Lenny Bro, is probably, during his time, the greatest guitar player in the world. Short story, when Chet Atkins heard him, he flew him down to Nashville saying he wanted to hear the guy who was better than he was. So, and Denny has taken up that mantle and just plays. When you see him, it looks like he's playing so simply. It's not.
Well, let's hear a clip from tomorrow night's program.
One, two, three. Bad habits sure are hard to break. And if you ain't been there, you can't appreciate just how hard it can be for someone like me to straighten out before it's too late. Bad habits sure are hard to break. I ain't hurting no one, trying to have some fun. I'm just trying to get through life without too much pain. Though I may seem a little too extreme. Well, if I could do it again, don't you know that I'd do it the same? Pass the chips and the beer.
Pass that smoke. Well, Carolyn, I want to hear from you. And without giving away too much, what did you learn from Denny Bro that you didn't already know?
I think how approachable he was when he was sitting and playing, what you'll see tomorrow, is that he laughs during his song, and he is so fluid and comfortable and was wonderfully calm and relaxed and easy to talk to. And he was my first victim. So I was at that point a little nervous, having not done this before. And it was, it was really easy and fun and just, and I loved hearing about his stories. And it just felt like there was no holding back. He told me everything. I felt like, well, within reason that we could say on public television, but he was great.
Wonderful. Con, set us up for this next clip.
Which is, Erica Brown. So Darlin' Corey, Erica Brown and company are really astounding musicians. Erica, I think, is sort of the next Alison Krauss, if given that opportunity. She sings beautifully. She plays fluidly. She and her whole bunch are just delightful. You're gonna love
them. That's exactly what I thought when I saw this episode. I thought Alison Krauss, and for me, that's the highest compliment. Let's hear a clip. That song was called Wildflowers. Darlin Corey is the trio, and that was the voice of Erica Brown. Carolyn, what did you learn from your interview with Erica that you didn't know before?
Well, I didn't know a whole lot about her music before, and I was very excited to hear what she was doing. And actually, one of her heroes is Alison Krauss. So her goal is to really, at some point, I think she met her at one point and wants to go play for her again. I best play with her. I don't know. But she was, I think her background story, her story about getting her first experience with fiddle and who was working with her and how she managed to work with another one of our guests that we have later on in the show as a child. And that was, Don, you talked about Don Roy, or we will later. Anyway, she was delightful and told me about how she got started and mentioned some of the high points in her life. And she actually got a little teary at one point. And yeah, it was wonderful, though. I mean, exciting to hear where she's going as well. She is a very busy woman.
Well, as we mentioned, there are only, and I'm using air quotes here because that's a lot, only 10 episodes, which means you have gotten the tip of the iceberg. And Amesel, I'm going to have you sort of take us underwater and show us a little bit of the rest of the iceberg. At the top of the program, you were talking about Tucker Pillsbury, who is a stage name role model. This is a young man, 28 years old from Cape Elizabeth, who has had quite a year, which culminated in, maybe not culminated, but part of that year was being the musical guest on Saturday Night Live. Let's take a listen. Well, Amesel Ponte, that was Sally was role models. I keep wanting to say Tucker's role models breakout hit this year. And he really got some attention for the way he performed it.
He did. And there's no reason why he's not going to have a long, awesome career. I see no reason. And I'm so curious to see how his turn as an actor is going to work out. We're all waiting with bated breath on that. And I'm excited. I mean, this guy's got more than 10 million followers on Spotify alone. And I only see an upward trajectory for him. I mean,
well,
truly.
Speaking of artists up and coming, you want to highlight an artist or who is really sort of, you believe, on the verge.
Oh,
and I'm talking Jenny Beaudoin.
Oh, yeah. So Genevieve or Jenny, Genevieve. I mean, Dead Gowns, I mean, it's not a new project. She's been doing that for a couple of years, but the most recent record It was taken from a title of a poem. It's called "It's Summer, I Love You, and I'm Surrounded by Snow." It's actually the first. There's been many singles and EPs. First full-length album came out on Record Store Day last April. Very distinct sound, very distinct vocals, unbelievable songwriting, the musicianship. It's the whole deal. And you know, I haven't talked to Genevieve since she put that record out, but I'm curious what's happening in 2026 in terms of touring and getting in front of more national audiences. Definitely, there's no reason. If I was in charge, you know,
there'd already be a big tour. This is Dead Gown's most streamed song right now, Sea People. It's funny, we listen to these, and I'll turn to you, Carolyn. It strikes me that there's no such thing as a main sound anymore. The music all seems so different.
I think that's what struck me, is the depth and breadth of the people that we had, the different people that I hear. There's so many different sounds coming out. It's like there's this, I don't know, creative vortex in Maine, and it's great. You know what? It's so fun to hear all the different styles and to just delve into them. It's wonderful to see. And the thing I like about the different music styles and the different musicians that I've found is that they're so themselves. You know, they don't seem to be following trends as much as just being true to their own art. And that was really exciting to hear what their creative sensibilities really were.
And Amesel, I saw you agree that there is no main sound. There may have been some point in the past, but not anymore.
No, we've got rap, we've got hip hop, we've got hard rock, we've got everything. We've got a lot of singer songwriters, Americana, roots, blues. We check all the boxes. And I also love that artists, nationally touring artists, love coming here. They love their lobster rolls and being by the ocean, and it's always like a shining star on their tour schedules. So yeah, yay Maine, all around.
raw Maine, absolutely.
Well, we have to take a quick break. We would love to hear from you. Is there a band? Is there a singer-songwriter, an artist you're really excited about? Give us a call, 1-800-399-3566. This is Maine Calling. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Maine Calling. I'm Jennifer Rooks. Today on the program, we are discussing some of the exciting musicians in Maine and a new program debuting tomorrow on Maine Public that features some of those musicians. It is called Sound Waves. Joining me, Amesel Ponte, who is staff writer and music writer with the Portland Press Herald. Con Fulham, producer of Sound Waves. He's also a musician and songwriter. And Carolyn Curry is the host of Sound Waves, and she is also a singer-songwriter. Carolyn, I'm kind of wishing I'd had you bring your guitar today, but, you know, we'll get you another time. We invite you to join the conversation. Send us an email, talk@mainpublic.org, comment on Facebook or Instagram, or, of course, give us a call, 1-800-399-3566. Joining us now, my colleague, Nick Woodward, who is Director of Media Production Services here at Maine Public and Executive Producer of Sound Waves, as well as some other programs. Nick, thanks for coming on today.
Well, thanks for having us, Jen. This is fun. This is a great new show. We're really excited about it.
Well, tell us, where'd the idea come from? I happen to have some inside information and know that there are a lot of people at Maine Public who have wanted to produce a music show for a long time.
There have been bubbling around. We talked about it for quite a while. And then about the same time, Con Fulham, right here with us, he came and said, hey, I've got an idea for a music show. And it all came together. So we teamed up with Con because, as you know, he's He's a legend. He's an insider. He knows all the people. He can make it happen. So we got together with him. We found a great location to shoot the show in Portland, the studio in Portland, so we could have the best quality audio possible, thanks to Steve Drown and Sam MacArthur down there. And we did the 10 episodes. And we actually, Jennifer, here's a little secret. There will be an 11th special episode after the series runs, where we can show you a lot of the unheard conversations and extra songs and some other, hopefully, bonus bits.
All right.
And so, we need to really bring in Carol in here, because a show is only as well, you know, Jen, a show is only as good as the host. And this woman came from nowhere. She had never done hosting in her life, and she was brilliant, is brilliant. We'll continue to be brilliant.
Well, and Jen, what the show is, it's that combination. It's half performance, half conversation with Carolyn. And yeah, Connor's right. The conversations are amazing. And the Erica Brown one, I mean, I, as the editor, I have had to watch it many, many times. And I can tell you, it's as powerful that after the 10th time as it was the first time when we saw it happen live, one of the part of the conversations. And then just talking with Noel Paul Stuckey and Denny Bro and getting all these great things. Yeah, the conversations were awesome. And it's just as much an interesting part as the performances.
Well, let me just ask you the big question then, Nick. What do you hope viewers come away with after watching and listening to Soundwaves?
Well, the appreciation for what we've got going on in the state. We're hearing about all these other great bands, and Maine really is full of so many talented people. Con's original title for the show, we were going to call it The Amazing Music of Mainers, but we came up with Soundwaves instead. But the concept is that there is so much great music out there, from Kittery to Fort Kent, Eastport to Jackman, and we've got homegrown people that are traveling the world, and we wanted to give them a showcase when they were still here at home. So Con came up with this great lineup of people. It's everyone from the legends of Noel Paul Stuckey to the up-and-coming Oshima Brothers. And just to give people that, you know, that appreciation in the depths of winter, so you can make plans to catch up with these groups or some of the other ones that are around the state once the weather gets nice.
Well, Nick, congratulations. Thanks for joining us. Nick Woodward, Director of Media Production Services here at Maine Public. We already have so many calls coming in. We'll go to Susan calling from Freiburg. Hi, Susan. Go ahead.
Hello, Jennifer. Happy New Year to everyone, and thanks for a great show as always. I just actually wanted to, this show sounds so amazing, and I hope it goes beyond the 11th Extra series to include more musicians that have yet to be discovered in Maine. And one of them I'd like to give a shout out to is Carlos Angeles Olmeda, O-L-M-E-D-A, and he's got carlosolmedamusic.com. He is a singer-songwriter and also has played on the West Coast, but he is just amazing and does covers and original music that will bring tears to your eyes. He wrote one song about his father coming back from Vietnam, I think, and not appreciate it as a vet, etc. And it's just a heartbreaking song and beautiful, hauntingly beautiful. But you can catch him around, you know, Maine and the Mount Washington Valley many times. So I
Susan,
hope that
he,
you include another
is
session,
he, is he
another ta- part. Yeah?
Susan, say his name again, and is he a Mainer?
He is originally from Puerto Rico, and I don't know his entire story. I was just looking up his website, because he was taken into foster care in San Diego when he was 15. But yes, he's been in Maine for many years. I came back in 2017, and he's been here longer than that. His name is Carlos Angeles, A-N-G-E-L-E-S, Olmeda, O-L-M-E-D-A. And it's carlosolmedamusic.com.
Well, Susan, thanks so much for calling in. I see our producers taking notes, so I appreciate the tips. I appreciate it a great deal. We're going to go to Joshua calling from Portland. Hi, Joshua. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing today?
Wonderful.
I was Oh, great. I was calling to speak of a great Maine artist who performs under the name Of the Trees, electronic music artist, bass, psychedelic bass is his genre. He's played all over the United States, played at Red Rocks, has toured endlessly all the music festivals, like big music festivals in the electronic genre, like Lightning in a Bottle, Shambhala. He's performed everywhere, and I haven't heard much mention of him in the broadcast, so I just wanted to shout him out. Of the Trees, Tyler. He's from Maine, but performs endlessly all over the nation.
Joshua, it's so cool. And Ames, I'm thinking as Joshua talks that there's so much going on that it's really easy for people to not even realize that if they maybe see a national artist, that artist has a connection to Maine. I'm thinking of Drew Taggart. I think a lot of people don't know that, I'm drawing a blank. They had a giant hit a few years ago. Anyway, I'll figure it out. But the point is that you have this, like, you know, people out there performing who you don't even of the Chainsmokers. You know, he grew up in Freeport. Oh. Chainsmokers had like the number one hit in the world a few years ago, and I think most people don't even realize that. But go ahead, Amesel.
I just wanted to I feel like we can't have this hour go by without mentioning Amy Allen super quick because I mean. You know, and she's written songs or co-written songs for basically every pop star on the planet. I'm just waiting for her to get onto Team Taylor. I mean, I guess maybe it's only a matter of time. I don't know. But also, I think it's really important for people to remember she is her own musician and she dropped a solo record last year that is really, really great. So it's kind of she wears a couple of hats and she'll always be a Mainer. She's lived in L.A. for a long time now, but she's always a Mainer.
Well, yeah, and I mean, when you're talking about...
Won a Grammy last year, Songwriter of the Year Grammy last year.
Yeah, incredible. That's what I was going to say. When you're talking about Amy Allen, in case people don't know, Songwriter of the Year, who grew up in Windham in South Portland, right? You know, so that's to your point. But Joshua, thanks so much for calling in. Let's see here. We'll go to Samantha calling from Bath. Hi, Samantha. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call and Happy New Year. Thanks for another great show. I just wanted to give a shout out to one of my favorite bands. They've been around for a long time, the Boneheads. They have original music. They do covers. They are having a CD release party at the Boothbay Opera House this Saturday, if anybody wants to check them out. The members of the band consist of Bob Caldwell, Scott Elliott, Dick Hollis, and Stevie Jones. And I would take note of any of those names. They all play with different people, and they are all wonderful and amazing together.
Well, Samantha, thanks for the tip about the CD release party. Con, you know the Boneheads.
I certainly do. Pound for pound, they're as good as any band ever. You know, every single one of those guys is a terrific musician and songwriters. I mean, they are the package.
Samantha, thank you so much for calling in with that tip. I think I'll go to another clip from the show, Sound Waves. This is Don and Cindy Roy Pepe. Nick, do you know from the top of your head what episode this is, or will you just say it's coming up?
Don and Cindy, I believe, is a week from Thursday at 8:30, episode 4, I believe.
Okay, let's hear that. Thank you. Con, what do you want to tell us about Pepe's?
We seem to be using the word, or I seem to be using the word royalty a little bit too much, but again, it applies to those, these Don and Cindy. They, you know, the tradition of Franco-American music in Maine goes way back to when the first French Canadians came down to start working in the mills, and has been passed on from generation to generation. And Don particularly is has kept it not only alive, but has made certain that it's vital, and it continues, and they play constantly. And he's a mentor to the younger folks, particularly Erica, for instance, has certainly learned a lot from Don. I'm trying to remember the exact story that made Erica cry, but I believe that Lucienne, who was a relative of Don's, had a fiddle that Erica loved dearly. And on Christmas evening, she got the fiddle, and she was 6 or 7 years old, and it was a moment that she'll never forget, and it certainly made a huge difference in her trajectory.
An email here from Kathy. I wish Carolyn Curry had brought her guitar as well. She's a wonderful musician in her own right, and you'll have to have her back. I worked with Carolyn when she was moonlighting at a doctor's office in Scarborough, and she is as delightful a coworker as she is musician. And so this
Thank
is
you.
From somebody named Kathy, who's before she got married, her name was Kathy McKenney. So there you go.
Thank you. That's nice. Nice to hear from Kathy.
We'll go up to Hancock and Valerie. Hi, Valerie. Go ahead.
Hi there. I hope that you can carry this music further, and instead of just limiting yourself to Portland, come up to, say, Blue Hill, Ellsworth area. There's so much talent here in the summertime.
Sure. Well, Valerie, it's so interesting you're calling, because our colleague Nick Woodward lives even further down east than you do. And I'm sure, Nick, you want to say that you are representing bands from all over the state. But what else do you want to tell us?
Well, just also, yeah, I mean, we are hoping we will see in the future. And in fact, just 2 weeks ago, we were scouting a location in Washington County that might be a good spot to tape a few episodes. So, yes, hopefully maybe we can bring the show around the state once we kind of get our feet on the ground and figure out how to do it. The trick is getting the really great audio. Con,
yeah.
you have to agree with that.
Yeah, certainly. And just for the we also have Paul Sullivan on the show, who's from that area, and Noel Paul Stuckey, who from that area. So we are covering it a bit. But I know there's a lot more to cover.
Well, Valerie, thank you so much. Go ahead. What were you saying?
I'd like to add, if I could, there's a couple of bands that should be mentioned. One of them is called the Rolling Stones, because they play Rolling Stones music. They have every year since 2018, they have played at the Trenton Grange, no charge. All the money goes to fund repairing the Trenton Grange. And also,
and the other band?
BANNED, Band from Eden, is another great local group.
Well, thank you for the tips. Carolyn, you're nodding. You know?
No, I don't, but I'm looking forward to hearing them.
Valerie, thanks for calling in. We do need another... take another quick break. We are talking about, well, we're talking about a bit of all of the great music happening in Maine right now. Our phone number, 1-800-399-3566. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Maine Calling. I'm Jennifer Rooks. Today we're talking about the music scene in Maine, and we are talking about a brand new local Maine Public television series called Sound Waves. My guest today, Con Fulham, who is the producer of Sound Waves, Amesel Ponte with the Portland Press Herald, and Sound Waves host Carolyn Curry. Share your comments and questions. Tell us about music you are excited about. Email us, talk@mainpublic.org. You can also post on Facebook or Instagram, or give us a call at 1-800-399-3566. An email from Louise, Samuel James. Hopefully he's already part of the series, but if not, capture him for the next one. Outstanding musician, storyteller, and historian. And Louise, thanks for that. We have had Samuel James on Maine Calling. And Amesel, you're agreeing with that.
I don't even know what to say. Samuel James is a national treasure. He just happens to live here in Maine. He is absolutely phenomenal. Everything he does musically, as a storyteller, he's appeared on The Moth. He's just phenomenal. And his guitar playing is unprecedented, as far I'm concerned.
An email here from Peter. Have to mention Midnight Breakfast. They were a tiny desk participant, and I was able to see them at Hey Sailor in Searsport. Fantastic. Amesley, you also know Midnight Breakfast.
Yeah, great band. I used to play them on my old local music show all the time. Great, great band.
Okay. Boy, I think you guys are going to have to do like a 25-part season next year. We're going to go to Dave calling from Portland. Hi, Dave. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me on. What a great show.
Thanks. Go ahead. And if you could be just a little closer to your phone, I'd appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. Is this a little better?
Sure.
Yeah, I was calling to talk about a project that started up just a little over a year ago, maybe a year and a half, called Luther Van Gross. And it's myself, hip-hopping vocalist, and a buddy, a couple of buddies that we went to college together in the early 90s and have kept in touch and over the years. And we have a buddy in Boston who's a really talented multi-instrumentalist. Who plays all kinds of instruments, and then a buddy in Baltimore who does music production on beats and so on. And so we put it all together, and we collaborate both together live at each other's houses and over the internet. And we just started putting up some songs on Spotify and so
on. Great, Dave. Thanks.
Over,
yeah.
You know? Yeah.
So Luther Van Gross, I appreciate you calling. We're going to go to an email from – oh, go ahead, Con.
Yeah. Just came to be, we were talking about the stories that you're about to hear about all these brilliant artists. Spoiler alert, Noel Stuckey actually talks about discovering Bob Dylan, and he did, which is a pretty amazing moment. He didn't actually speak about discovering John Denver also, but think about that. John Denver, Bob Dylan, all Noel Paul Stuckey and Peter Paul and Mary. Wow.
Yeah. And Paul Stuckey, one of our favorite, Noel Stuckey, one of our favorite guests here on Main Calling, too. So we can never hear enough from him. And I don't think he's told all his stories yet. An email here from Sam. The best band in Maine, the Mallet Brothers Band, was born of the best folk musician, Dave Mallet. Rest in peace, Dave. Rustic Overtones is making a comeback. Their lead man, Dave Gutter, played recently with your own Spose of Wells, Maine at the P. Dank Christmas show. Luke Mallett, whose band has recorded with Spose, attended that show. Portland has a family of musicians that crosses genres and has also lasted many, many years. Please forgive me if I've abbreviated this list. Also, a shout out to Whiskey Dan, who plays in the Moosehead area, and TJ Swan, who plays around Rangeley in Brunswick. It sounds, Amesley, like Sam is going for your job.
You know what? If he wants to buy me a couple boxes of cereal, it's his. No, I'm kidding. no, I mean, isn't it great that we have so many artists to talk about all the time? I love it. I was just thinking about Dan Blakesley, another singer-songwriter who lives in Kennebunk. He's phenomenal. He's played at Newport Folk Festival and done a ton of stuff. I mean, we could just go on and on.
And Con, Sam will be happy if the Mallet Brothers Band is his favorite band because they will be on Soundwaves, correct?
That's correct. Mallet Brothers, episode 12, coming up.
Great. We'll go up to Chesterville and Jay. Hi, Jay. Go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to give a shameless plug for my daughter, Courtney Nelliboff's band, Bait Bag. They're out of North Haven, a feminist punk trio, and they've played all along the coast and as far south as New York City.
A feminist punk trio, Jay. We were just talking about how you can't say Maine has a particular sound. This sounds like this is illustrating that point.
They have an excellent sound. They're on Bandcamp if anyone wants to listen or buy their music, too.
All right. And great name.
Super fan Amesley chiming in. I'm an OG Bait Bag fan. Courtney's dad, please tell her I said hey. And I have written about them. I used to play them all the time on my radio show. One of the best freaking bands in Maine is Bait Bag. Hot Garbage alone. Well, I mean, they're so good. Horses. They have so many great, every single song is an absolute banger. Yep.
Love it, Jay. Thank you. You know, Samuel James, who's been on Main Calling, his name has already popped up. Noel Stuckey, one of our favorites. Somebody else who's also been on Main Calling, called into Main Calling, Jason Brown, and he will be as a part of the series as too. Con, a lot of people know Jason Brown as Firefly.
Well, they should. It's hard. Words don't really are inadequate to talk about this guy. He is so talented on so many different levels. If you've never seen the stuff that he does, he is truly a magician. He's a great musician, but he is a magical musician. And the kinds of things that he creates out of literally nothing are visually and audibly astounding. That's all I can say. I think he's actually coming up with the Portland Symphony Orchestra soon. And he's a massive jewelry maker. The guy is frighteningly talented on so many levels that it's very humbling.
And he started out of nowhere. I mean, he just suddenly said, I think I'll become a rock star. And he did it. And he's played in astounding places and has had so many accolades and has dipped his finger into different areas of life and is really active about Native American tradition and as the song master, is that what he's called, I think, of his tribal music. And I love that his father is Swedish and his mother was Native American. He considers himself a hybrid because someone said, oh, you're a half breed. He said, no, I'm a hybrid, which I thought was hilarious. He's lovely.
Mm. We'll go up to North Haven and Pamela. Hi, Pamela. Go ahead.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to give a shout out to the Gawler family band. They are totally Maine grown. It's a father and his three daughters and their partners, and their mom kind of manages all of them. And they are a rocking fiddle and guitar group. They will bring the house down. They are so lively and just excellent musicians. And I highly recommend that you see them wherever you can.
Pamela, you. I see both Con and Amesel nodding their heads. So they agree with you.
Solid.
What's that,
solid.
Amesel? I'm sorry.
That was
go ahead.
Solid, very solid recommendation for the Gawler family band. I like that.
Yes.
That was a great, great shout out. Well done, caller.
Good job, Pamela. Thanks for calling in. Let's see. We'll go up to Brunswick and Martha. Hi, Martha. Go ahead.
Hi. I'd like to put a plug in for a local band out of Portland called Silver Heels, the band. And they play a lot around Southern Maine. They play a lot at Levitt Theater in Agunquit. And they're just a really fun band.
Well, Martha, thanks so much for calling in. I don't know about you guys, but my head is spinning a little bit. Con, how do you keep track?
I wish I knew. I mean, I'm hearing all kinds of names that I have never heard before. It just goes to the fact that this is a very special state that somehow attracts and creates and develops amazing talent. I mean, it's incredible.
And Amesel, what about you? How do you keep track of this for the Portland Press Herald?
You know what? It's a constant, I mean, quite honestly, it's a constant source of stress. And I send myself screen snaps and I follow bands on Spotify. Like it's a constant source of stress, but I guess it's kind of positive stress. I can't keep up with everything, but I try to keep at least a couple fingers on the pulse and try to get a little bit of sleep occasionally. But it's a lot. It's a good problem to have. But it people are messaging me on Facebook, on Instagram. I'm getting it's like the Harry Potter letter. They're coming in through the chimney, and it's fine. I'm excited about it. But it's a lot. But I love it.
All right. Well, we're going to go to Mark calling from Vienna. Hi, Mark. Go ahead.
Thank you. I just like to appreciate Maine Public's heritage of music programming, which goes back for me to the 1980s when Gordon Bach hosted the show Chivalry and led to a number of cassettes for me, and it's also on YouTube. So thank you for decades of music programming, and it's looking forward to this new series.
Well, Mark, thank you. Nick Woodward, do you remember Chivalry?
I remember, because I have the archive in my office. Yeah, we have it up on YouTube. I think we have it on Passport. And we do have, you're correct, we have such this legacy of music over the years. We have an ancient show with Brad Terry that will probably throw some clips of that show into his episode. So yeah, it's been something that I know Maine Public has been proud to do over the years, and we hope to continue to do it.
Well, I think that we have time. Mark, thank you so much for calling in. I think we have time to listen to one more clip from an upcoming Sound Waves broadcast. Let's see. I think who we're going to go to now is Joan Kennedy. Carolyn, what do you want to tell us about her?
She has such incredible energy. And here she comes in with her band. And one of the things I loved is that her daughter is the one singing backup for her. And they're adorable. I mean, they're just, and she's so talented. And I met her before and did not realize the backstory of her career, which is unbelievable. I mean, she was from Canada initially, and she has won a gazillion awards up there and been nominated for the CCMA Awards and Juno Awards. And she does an enormous amount of also great work with the Cancer Society. And she was a child's Make-A-Wish dream. So, I mean, she's incredible.
We'll go to Michael from Bar Harbor. Michael, we're running tight on time, so if you could be quick, that'd be great.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Golden Oak from Sharon, Maine. Really fantastic. Their new album, All the Birds, just really lovely songs about birds and ecology, but really well done. The harmonies are just fantastic. So shout out to Golden Oak. Love those guys.
Thank you so much, Michael. And we've got some more recommendations here from Megan, Portland's The Gamma Gucci's. Best live vibe, everyone dances, rock and roll forever. And an email here from Kim, trolling for Marlin. One of the best bands with the best name. They play a lot in Southern Maine, worth a mention. Amesel, these names, I think I would have a hard time remembering them. I think every time I drive by the State Theater, I get a giggle. Some of the names of bands these days.
I think Gamma Gucci's is a great one.
Yeah, the Yamaguchis. I think the Bait Bag, that might take the cake for the best.
Yeah, I love that you put a "the" in front of it. That's what my buddy Ray Ruthier does all the time. It's a "the" in front of everything. I think it's just Bait Bag, but now they're going to be the Bait Bag because of you, Jennifer. Which is my new favorite thing.
You know, just like going to the Hannaford. But anyway,
yes, the Hannaford.
But anyway, and Amesley, you say yes to Golden Oak. You agree with that caller.
Zach and Lena Kendall, brother and sister team, and they're a great band. They're phenomenal. They do a big festival every year. I'm totally obsessed with them because, of course, I am. I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Louise here just sent an email saying Primo Cubana, a terrific ensemble playing Afro-Cuban, salsa, and Southern Hemisphere music. I challenge anyone to stay in their seats while they're playing. Well, Khan, you know, just a few seconds left, but what has happened to me over the last couple of days as I've prepared for this program is I've spent a lot of time on the internet finding out who's performing where live in the coming months, and I'm going to be out and about a lot, and I have a feeling this is part of your goal here, is you want others out checking out the amazing music in Maine.
Yeah, that's the big piece about this is, first, back to Joan Kennedy, you know, you see her playing at Pat's Pizza, and all of a sudden, you have no idea that she was second only to Garth Brooks at Airplay in Canada. These are amazing people, and you're reading, and this is a wonderful show, and you see them on TV, you need to see them live.
All right. And here to that. Thank you, all of you, for spending the hour with us. Khan Fulham, producer of Sound Waves, as well as a musician and sound song writer. Carolyn Curry, a singer, songwriter, and the host of Sound Waves. And Amesel Ponte, staff writer and music writer with the Portland Press Herald. Sound Waves premieres tomorrow night on Maine Public Television. Today's sound engineer, Chris Bridges. Maine Calling is produced by Jonathan Smith and Cindy Hahn. Tomorrow on the program, we're talking about the idea of having a bucket list. I'm Jennifer Rooks. You've been listening to Maine Calling on Maine Public Radio.